Welcome back to Floating Leaves Podcast. Today we're going to drink a fantastic tea.
Excellent.
Called so. Pear Mountain.
No.
Bullshit.
Welcome back to Floating Leaves Tea Podcast. My name is Xiaowen, and we are delighted to have our crazy cousin, Jake. Back in our
谢谢戴老板，谢谢谢谢，
不客气，不客气，
不客气。
You are welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
谢谢谢谢。
And then we also have Noah joining the podcast today.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Welcome.
欢迎。
Excellent. And Jake was on the last podcast, so we thought we just continue with Qie Guanyin theme. I hope you don't mind.
I do love me some Qie Guanyin, so it's fine with me.
Okay, good. Today we are going to drink a, I think it's a 1995 Qie Guanyin that we got this tea from Mr. Lai 2 years ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
A teapot from Mr. Lai and a tea from Mr. Lai.
Correct. However, I actually don't know where the tea was from. I don't know if it's the... Maybe you guys can taste the base and
I'll tell you. No problem.
Whether it's Anji Qie Guanyin or Muja Qie Guanyin.
Or maybe not Muja, maybe from Taiwan.
Maybe it was grown in Yunnan.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
But maybe some other location
from
of Taiwan.
The sound the tea makes, I think it's from Shanlin Qi Qie Guanyin.
I have this tea,
you,
I believe.
Oh, yes, you did?
I want to say I still have maybe 5 grams.
Of this tea?
Of this tea. Well, I don't know if it's the same one. You had a couple different 90. You had a 90s Qie Guanyin and a 95 Qie Guanyin.
I don't remember.
Now, maybe it's different. It might be a different, but I do have one from you that's labeled 95 Qie Guanyin.
Oh, okay.
If it says 95, it's probably this tea.
Maybe this one.
But the thing is, we have so much tea from
Mr. Zhang.
Mm. And the year is all over the places.
But it's interesting. A lot of times with aged teas, you tend to see 90s, 80s. The fact that it's specifically 95. Mm.
Yeah,
so
I probably gifted you some then.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I got this tea from the trip that you didn't go with us. We just went in to learn.
Yep.
With Rich and
Noah. Yeah,
so yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You
and
threw
then
some
so
in
you,
on an order or something or gave
yeah,
me some at
yeah,
some point.
Because this tea was not from the first buying. Yeah, first buying was that Qizhong.
Mm.
Cliff tea.
Mm.
And the other younger Anxi Qie Guanyin.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize it was Mr. Lai's tea. So it's tea he roasted. Possibly.
Possibly. I think he and Mr. Zhang all like to touch up the teas that go into their hands if they decide to carry the tea. Because they are, in a way... creating their own signature that come out of their own shop.
And she is brewing the tea with no Gongdao Bei or Cha Hai, just straight from the pot into the cups, which is a good method. If you haven't experimented with it, you should.
Xiaowen hates people that use Gongdao Bei.
Gongdao Bei is only used in China.
Oh my goodness, I was totally get sued from both episodes. China, one from a big company.
We're going to need to raise a lot more money, not for our documentary, but because we're getting sued. Yeah. All right, so.
So if you still want to see us in business, please give us money.
We're going to need at least 10,000 now. Thanks, Jake.
To even talk to a lawyer.
That'll be a good start.
Oh yeah, to talk to a lawyer.
I think
yeah,
you could. I think you could represent yourself pretty well.
Yeah.
Right. You could argue your case.
So fruity. Smell the wheat leaves. So fruity.
Yeah, very fruity. You can smell the age on it. It's really nice. I have to say, like, I like Qie Guanyin a lot. Greener style is okay. That was the first style that I really ever tried and I fell in love with, and I kind of got burnt out on it after a while. And then I kind of went more towards like Muja or traditional style. But aged like this is probably my ultimate favorite. special.
Mm. It's really good. So they say a good Tie Guanyin has Guanyin Yun, Guanyin feeling. Mm. I have no idea how to explain the translation, how to even translate the what they try to say.
Mm.
It's a feeling that people are getting from drinking a traditionally processed Tie Guanyin. I guess, you know, you drinkers out there just have to someday get a really good Tie Guanyin and figure that out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, even you hear people talk about how Tie Guanyin has a metallic taste. And for people that are not familiar with that, because it kind of does, but if you're not familiar with that, that sounds kind of weird. Like,
mm-hmm.
metallic, it doesn't sound appealing, you know. But it has a very distinctive characteristic to it for sure.
Mm-hmm. But even as a tea, there's not even talk about if this tea has metallic or whatever taste. It just, you know, like, one sip, it just, there's something about it, it just feel your whole body.
Mm.
It feels really good.
I think of yun as like a resonance.
Mm.
Because it's the same word for rhyme.
Rhyme, rock, yeah. Rhyme, like in Yen Cha.
Yeah.
I was, someone was actually asking about this on Instagram, and I was kind of saying how for me it wasn't a singular thing. How I would describe it is like, you know, a feeling that it reverberates. You can feel it in your chest. You can feel it in your body. Long after you've drunk the tea, it kind of stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is, I mean, that to me is a really, that's, I mean, I think that's more valuable than just the flavor of the tea, something that lingers with you and you can feel, along with the energy, of course.
Yeah, it's, in Chinese, is the word rhyme too. Rhyme, yeah, but also they also use the word to describe human, especially women. That describe women, 那个女人很有韵味, that woman really have a feeling, but not necessarily describing like her physical body or her face, like appearance. It's describing that woman really have a wonderful feeling.
Kind of an abstract concept.
Yeah, really abstract it's stuff. But normally it's a good thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Feels good.
Mm-hmm. I find a lot of aged teas for me have a nice grounding effect where it just feels very kind of a nice sinking, grounding character to it. Like aged pu'er, really aged pu'er. And aged oolongs have that really nice, also kind of hard to describe, but kind of a nice grounding feeling. Mm. Very, very calm. The energy is very different, I think.
And then this tea liquid color also has that more of a signature, almost close to amber shyness, kind of a feeling from the, different from the last Tie Guanyin that we drank.
Mm.
In a traditionally Dang Tie Guanyin, people are looking at a really distinctive amber color because you cannot actually quite produce it from roast.
Mm.
You have to produce that simultaneously from the right way to post oxidize the tea.
Mm.
Yeah, that combo will produce a really beautiful, authentic amber color.
And then on top of that, it's also age, so that would that probably add a little bit as well.
Some of the color as well.
Yeah, the aroma is especially fruity.
Yeah.
Really nice.
It's sweet.
Very, like, not to be too crazy with it, but it, like, kind of cherry.
Mm.
Very, like, a very cherry kind of a
smell. Dark, right?
Yeah,
dark cherry?
Dark cherry, yeah.
Oh, doesn't Rich have a way to categorize Muja versus Anchi based on the fruit?
Yeah, based on the fruit.
One has raspberry more, and one has cherry.
Interesting.
Or one has peach, maybe? I forget what he says.
And then that really close to that pit, if it has the like dryness from from the tea, he will say, then this tea is from Anxi because it's more feel like a peach.
Mm.
Peach flavor and peach pit kind
stone
of a
fruity.
Feel. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot which one is right.
Yeah,
he's very into that.
Yeah, he's into that.
Yeah, interesting.
I think this is a Taiwanese tea.
Yeah, I think it's Taiwanese.
Muja?
Don't know, but it's a Taiwanese Tie Guanyin.
Okay.
Yeah, not from China.
Probably Muja if they know this technique like this, huh? Or at least
Got a Muja feeling, don't you think?
I mean, that was my, that would be my, like if I was just to guess, that would, that was kind of my guess too. But I haven't had enough like aged jiaguanyuns to tell them apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it has a really nice Muja feeling.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little, I mean, in a small way, you know, the age, that other 2004 Muja that I have. And I'm trying to remember if that was the one that they said had kind of a puar feeling or puar smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's from Mr. Zhang, and that was from Muja.
I drank that tea the other day, and I really noticed, I was sitting there kind of just, you know, not really thinking about it too much, just drinking the tea. And I almost thought, am I drinking an aged puar? Is what I thought. You know, it has that very similar character, which is cool. But different enough, and it was one particular steep that definitely had that character to it. But really nice.
I drank up all that tea, no more.
Yeah, I'm down to like 20 grams of that tea.
Wow,
it's a good one. They say if you find a tea you like, you should buy as much of it as you can because next time it may be gone.
Agree.
It may be too expensive.
Nowadays, really agree.
So now I'm going to start buying tea by the kilo.
Yes.
Forget the gin. Forget all that stuff. Just buy it by the
pound
by
or
the
whatever
pound. Yeah.
Kilo.
Hundreds of pounds.
Yep.
That's what we are trying to do. This next trip to Taiwan.
Cool.
Is to keep buy up as much as Mr. John's tea.
I'm going to sell one of my kidneys.
For tea.
But now I wish that I had it again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll drink all the tea.
Yeah, process that tea. I might need it. Let me think on that.
I could sell one of my legs.
I don't have a spleen anymore, so I can't really sell that. It's gone already. So.
Can you just sell part of your spleen and it'll grow back?
Yeah. Mm. Regenerative. You only need one eye.
That's true. Also, my teeth, those are probably pretty valuable
to
somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a few gold crowns.
Oh, that's good. You don't need those for nothing. You're just going to be drinking tea anyway.
That's right. How would you say this one compares to the other, you have another jiaguanyun from the 90s, yeah? Or you've had one?
I had the Anxi jiaguanyun from the 90s.
Okay, so
we saw all of it.
Ah.
Yeah.
That would be...
That one is much bolder tea on the flavor, on the rose.
This one I think I liked this one better when I compared those two. I didn't have them back to back, but I just in drinking them, I liked this one a little better.
This one's like an incredibly soft, you know, really...
Child of the 90s.
Yeah.
It's like drinking a piece of history. No, it is very soft, though,
It's a really
this
soft,
one is
really
very
pretty
soft.
Tea.
Yeah.
That one is kind of like, I think about like workers in an iron factory going, dong, 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 you know, that kind of like,
okay.
That kind of very factory feeling. Like really strong.
Also, a little bit more rusty, the other tea.
Rustic.
Like, rustic. Rusty. Rustic.
Yeah.
This one is just, even though it feels softer, but after it got into your body, there's a bigness and completion about this tea. And the other tea is more like rich and bigger on the flavor profile in the mouth. Physical sensation wouldn't carry on as much this one have more nuances in the feeling.
More complex.
Yeah, very complex tea. And it just, for me, it's like the movement is the whole thing. You know, you don't need to break it apart. Even though people assume this is the weaker tea, it's actually, for me, overall, this one then, it finish as a stronger tea and yet not aggressive.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
It is definitely a finer tea.
Mm.
Yeah. And more complexity. I like the feeling a little bit more than the other one.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And the price is probably 10 times as much?
Yeah, it's comparative to the feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. How much is the... five times more.
Not all cheap tea is bad, but good tea is not cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good tea is definitely not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's worth it.
Hmm.
I mean, to I just found tea very amazing, you know, when they are this good. Sure, you can say each pot of tea, maybe like they say, this pot of tea right now currently we are drinking is $10 for a pot of tea. It sounds expensive, but the thing is we are drinking it three people together.
Right.
And they somehow find a way to process it and just some leaves. They dry it up and then we steep it with hot water. And the first of all, the texture is just amazing. If you want to compare it to other beverages too, other amazing beverages that you can get your hands on. I think tea can be in an equal place, if not higher than a lot of other beverages that is equally expensive. And later, the physical sensation a tea they can give, it's priceless.
Yeah, it's a good point.
How can a leaf produce such a feeling and complexity? We're not even talking about caffeine buzz. You know, you say, always say, oh, well, alcoholic then have some feelings too. Yes, because you have alcohol. And then I think good alcohol also feels really nice.
Yun. Some alcohol has yun.
Yeah, have really nice feeling too. But the thing is, a tea which you can steep to share with so many people for $10,
sure,
which is a very expensive tea, by the way. And then the feeling that it's going to carry on, maybe it's for the next 2 hours, minimally. Sometimes it even carry the next day. I just find it mind-blowing.
Yeah, if you think, you know, $1 a gram or $2 a gram or whatever, it sounds expensive, and people tend to look at that as being, you know, what do you compare that to? But, you know, a bottle of wine, you could easily get a $10 bottle of wine is considered pretty cheap, you know, so... And then you factor in how many ounces of tea you can actually get from that, you know. So it really is, and to drink some of the best tea, and then on top of that, somebody had to age it or store it for, you know, 20 years, 30 years,
yeah,
whatever happens to be.
I think in terms of wine, at least in my limited experience, when you start hitting wine that really has something like a kind of a story to tell, like on the art level of wine, you're at least paying $100 a bottle, maybe quite a bit more than
sure.
that.
Yeah.
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 And that's one time, you know.
And there's a big difference between aged teas in general. You know, there's a lot of aged teas that I had before I had a lot of, like, really good aged teas, and that are just, you know, maybe, like, we've talked about this before, but maybe a farmer had it, forgot about it, it was left over, it didn't sell, whatever the reason was, wasn't intentionally aged. And so maybe it wasn't aged in the best way. So there's that kind of a tea, and then there's tea that people are purposely aging, and maybe a better base material in that. So when you find a good aged tea, you know, it's really something special.
Yeah, it's very special. And even not aged tea, it's just a good tea that is just so special. You can feel so much. You can, that it's not just taste good, feel the texture. It's that for me, like, a good tea penetrate your body in a way that a human will not be able to possibly grasp. And I found that's the most powerful thing about tea. And with that, then you can slowly tune in with your body. It's like, what? This scent goes into my brain? Wow. And then I have vibration behind my ears. What? You know, like things like this.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here telling everybody that all the people that, oh, the next tea that you are going to drink, you are going to feel that. It also takes some day that a tea decide to show up, say, hey, look at me. Look at me. Feel me. And I think that's one of the most amazing and joyful sessions a tea drinker can have. It's just like sometimes you seriously couldn't imagine what the tea can do. Yeah, it's just simply phenomenal. Yeah. I see tea as a very good, also, like, how do you say it? A vehicle to help me also to practice meditation. Because you start to notice tea in so many different ways. Some tea just very pleasing. and you just see a simple beauty, and some tea is that there are so much nuances that you got to be in a really quiet space to be able to experience them. For example, even like how much a tea can penetrate, not even cha qi, how much a tea liquid can penetrate your body, and how fast the speed of it try to fill your body. I think a tea drinker have to be in a really mindful space and really, in a way, open and receptive space to be able to allow tea also to do that together with the tea drinker. And even just that they say, not even the physical part, just the mouth, how a tea can have a basic structure, no structure, puffy structure, complex structure. It all takes, a very clear mind to start to capture that. And the more that we can capture that, the faster that we are going to capture a tea. Yeah, when I just even spend my time to try to watch a structure of a tea broth and a center of a tea broth, I can just do my meditation practice right there when I sip a cup of tea. Yeah. And so I think it's helping me as a person, you know, just not just drinking a cup of tea. I am using it as a vehicle to help me to practice some of the things that I also enjoy practicing, to be healthier, to be more open-minded, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it cultivates mindfulness. I mean, it's sitting and not doing anything but paying attention to the tea. You know, just like meditation, you know, it helps you to be mindful.
Yeah.
And it's a powerful tool for sure. I mean, that's one of the things that first drew me to the whole idea of Gong Fu Cha, is that it was kind of ritualistic and it allowed me to take a break from the madness that is the world, you know, and the fast pace of everything, society, and just calm down for 10 minutes. And it's very meditative in and of itself because you're, you know, if you can just focus on it, and then, you know, if you listen, tea, sometimes the tea has a lot to say.
Oh, yes. And I know a lot of us nowadays don't really, we feel that we don't have time, and I'm also a person who feels that way, that I don't have time to do this and do that. I don't have time to practice this. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to relax. I don't have time. And so a lot of us feel that we don't have time to brew tea. Maybe we think, do we really not have time, 10 minutes to brew tea and to just be with that pot of tea? I'm not telling you that you should have time.
You can make time.
Yeah, but really rethink that phrase, because I have been thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like when I feel like I don't have time to do something, that something that I consider as a practice that will help me as a person, then I actually really rethink what I'm feeling. Like, why do I think I don't have time? And what does it mean? Don't I have time, 5 minutes, to just sit down and do a little bit live meditation? Do I really not have 5 minutes? Well, how come I have 5 minutes to scroll down my cell phone?
Yeah.
You know.
That's why tea is a great antidote to today's society. When, you know, people do, they spend more time than they realize on social media and things like that. So I think tea, you know, getting out into nature, getting out into the, you know, if it's a nice day, getting outside, taking a 5-minute walk, all those things are extremely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So I think tea is in that way is a medicine, because it's very beneficial to the ails of modern society.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
And no, I just fell asleep.
Yeah, this tea is very this tea is very relaxing. I wouldn't say it makes me feel tired, but it makes me feel like just super calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you if you guys if we ever publish this two Mu Zha Tie Guanyin, I'm assuming this both of these teas are Mu Zha Tie Guanyin, by the way. These two Tie Guanyin session back to back, you are probably going to capture a really different content, not just because the tea is different. Sometimes we do notice when the tea is it's much, much, let's not say much, much better, much, much more to give. We tend to become also more sentimental.
Sure.
more to feel, more to process in a way our emotions. And when the tea is a more like direct, we just also in a way we as tea drinkers are more direct to just have a direct tea session. I'll put it that way. Yeah, some tea really asks us to feel more and to tune in more and become very philosophical in a way.
It's the meaning of life. Drink good tea. It'll leave you speechless.
It is a great session. This tea somehow make me and Jake talk really philosophical stuff and make Noah just stay there in silence for about 30 minutes. It's a really wonderful tea, and I'm so glad that you guys can be here to drink the tea together with me. And special thanks to Jake, who drove actually at least 1 hour and a half all the way to Floating Leaf Tea to record this part.
I had to drive all the way here so that I could drink this delicious tea. It was such a pain. Never doing it again.
This podcast session with us, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Noah, for standing silent.
No problem.
And no matter what, it's a really fun session. Always so much fun to drink tea with Jake. He is also our joke guru. And until next time, I hope you have time to drink some tea, and we will see you Monday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thank you.